is The Different Football Show. VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to VAR You Serious after the first weekend of the Premier League starting. It's been a good one, especially if you're an Arsenal fan. There's a lot to talk about. There's actually a lot of within football to talk about today. Of course, I'm joined by Kim Qatari as well, my co-host and producer. Yeah, good start to the week.
Not bad.
No, for you lot.
Buongiorno. Getting in the Italian spirit with Enzo Maresca.
Yeah, it's so well. Yeah, I don't know how happy you are going to be after the next couple of months, because I see a lot of problems still at Man City, if I'm being honest.
Really?
Oh, what, you think it was comfortable on the weekend for you guys?
They had two shots. We won the game.
You're doing this stat thing. And you've done this a lot recently. You've done this last week in the Community Shield. But what your eyes see?
My eyes are seeing that is the worst starting 11 we'll have all season, for sure. Because we've still got about four transfers that we need to make. And we still won the game.
Do you think you think four transfers? You think that's going to happen as well?
Yeah, we need at least two midfielders. We had Mark Gahey in midfield. So we need at least two midfielders.
But
two wingers.
Is that been confirmed? I saw the fee was a joke. Yeah.
No, I think £85 million.
Brother, one World Cup, maybe one good season.
18-year-old.
85, anything, that's good.
Of course, yeah. If he stays at City for 15 years.
The market is just a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. Slovenia to Tottenham.
That's crazy.
It's a mess.
But that's way worse, right? Because he's actually been in the Premier League and he's been objectively dog shit every single time he's played. And he's gone for £85 million.
Yeah, but Eddie's still young, and he's. And
but if he's good, he's good.
If he's not, we can't. I think that there's more. I think there's more chance of him being bad. That's. I don't want to be too harsh, actually. Not bad. I'm gonna say he's adjusting to the Premier League.
I would say there's almost 0% chance we'll lose money on him. He's 18 years old. Most clubs in the world want him. Even if he comes to the Premier League and has a bad season or struggles, even for a couple of years. Someone in Spain or someone in Italy or someone in France will buy him.
Oh, I don't know.
Good signing.
Don't know,
you just want to be negative because it's City. No, if Arsenal were getting him. Oh my God, can you imagine if Arsenal were getting him?
We would have paid
£85 million.
We wouldn't pay £85 million.
We've got the greatest teenagers in the world.
We do.
Max Dalman, who's never scored a goal. The best 17-year-old ever
scored.
In history.
He scored against Everton. Thank you very much.
Average geezer.
Come here. Get your facts right. He's scoring against Everton. And he's amazing. Marley Salmon. Unbelievable. We've got good youngsters.
Who?
Marley Salmon is this.
No one's heard of him.
16-year-old centre-back.
Really no one's
good.
Heard of him.
Really good. Iffy Imbrium as well. Really good. Anyway, big up the youngsters of Arsenal. We have the best in the world. Anyway, let's...
You're the best in the world. No, I don't think you've ever won the under-21s league in like the last 10 years. Do you know who has, though? City, most years. Yeah.
No, not most years. Arsenal was up there. Years. I don't know. City, the youth team, we didn't win it last year, though. It was really bad last year in the youth team. Anyway, let's get to it.
Start again. We've started quite aggressive. Yeah, start again.
Do you know what it is? It's because you woke me up early.
My fault, to be fair. We are in here extraordinarily early. For Cecil, anyway.
Yeah, for me. Yeah, I don't start my day until midday. Anyway, let's get to it. What do we take from this weekend? Because for me, really good results. You know, I've seen Chelsea fans do videos and all the big six almost losing games and people playing poor, obviously apart from Arsenal because we won. And I said to my Chelsea friend, Matisse, I said, you're being very, very loud and very obnoxious and arrogant because you haven't played yet. Mm. And there's a thing in football. Robbie taught me this very early on. One of the first things I learned. Don't laugh at others until you play your game. So that was going to be an interesting, but we'll go through some of the results and figure out what we learn. Obviously, I'll keep it brief with Arsenal. We obviously opened the Premier League on Friday. Not really much to take from it. Arsenal were really good. Coventry actually, to be
were
fair,
were terrible. Absolutely terrible.
No, how can you do?
They were absolutely awful.
They were going for it. They weren't sitting back. They weren't doing low blocks. They were giving us. Well, they played into our hands because we love when teams do that. But they weren't terrible. City were worse when we played against you guys. I know the stats don't say that, but you lot of misplaced some passes.
None of their best players started. Their main signings came on at 80 minutes. You beat Coventry 3-0 at home. I don't even know how we've managed to speak about it for 1 minute. It was a pointless game. You played against the newly promoted team, one of the teams most likely to go down. You played them at home. You played them at home. It was really easy. It was really boring. Let's move on to the actual football.
Honestly, you don't want to admire some of the you know.
You were fine.
Let's move on to the next game, which is the Man United game. I say the Man United game. I should really say it's the whole the whole City game.
You're getting more by the Tigers, more by the Tigers.
I kind of like that. I can't like.
Imagine that though, going all the way up there, losing.
Trains cancelled.
And then trains are cancelled, and then they're singing more by the Tigers. Your head would
Head's
be on
gone
Mars.
The moon, yeah. Moon.
Head is on the moon.
And then the admin of Hull. Give him a raise. I went on X this morning. He did a compilation.
Of the guy with the hair.
Yeah.
Saying,
you know, it starts with him saying, yeah, we've got a good start to the season. Should get a win. And then like a Tiger just mauling across it. And then they had Mark Goldbridge being like, ah, it's Hull. And like, oh, it's brilliant. Everything was so good. So good. So big up the admin there. I love nowadays that admins of clubs are now putting in social content creators into their content, because I think Brentford did it last year. They were kind of the first to really push the boat out, in my opinion, because they said about everyone's predictions was Brentford go down. Obviously they lost everyone.
Yeah.
And they got all the clips from Sky, from funny enough, James Allcourt, all the content creators, Mark Goldbridge I think as well was in there, and then yeah, they said mwah, mwah, and then yeah, they stayed up.
Do you know, just quickly, just on a quick tangent, do you know whose social media I find absolutely mental is the official Paralympic social media? Have you seen the videos that they post?
No.
I want producer
it
worries, to somehow
it
up.
It worries no, me that you're saying that.
No, it's crazy. So like, they'll have like, I don't know what the politically correct term is.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to be careful.
Are they dwarfs?
Or what are they? Small people. Little people, yeah.
Little people.
Yeah.
So they have like little people swimming, and they'll like dive into the pool, and then
they'll
not edit.
Not the plop sound.
Yeah, they'll edit the videos with like a plop sound. Or like
they can't do.
No,
can
they can. Yeah, I promise.
They can't.
Go on, the official Paralympics TikTok or Instagram. I promise you, that's what they do. And I'm sort of like, is this acceptable or not?
I mean, the editor must be, you know, he must be a non-able body as well, because you've got to be able
to
take the mic out of yourself.
He's put up the Instagram. Do you think it's the Instagram? It could be the TikTok.
I mean, that looks very professional right now.
Yeah,
I know. Instagram.
I promise you, though, if you hear the sound.
1.4 million is a lot of.
No. This is a proper video. Right, get on the TikTok. Someone get on the TikTok.
Right.
I can't be making it up, because if I am, that's too politically incorrect.
Yeah. That would be. Hugh has found. He has found the.
Look, one of them is called Krabby Patty.
Oh, yeah.
Look.
Yeah, that is a bit mad. That is a bit mad. Unless that's his name.
Unless that's the name of the move, but.
No, I've never even seen that sport in my life. What sport is that?
If there's some way that Hugh can get the sound on, I do. Look, one of them says ha ha ha. The title of the video is ha ha ha. And it's a guy in a little yellow jacket. The jacket is little.
Bing, bop, boom. There's another one, bing bop.
Bing bop boom.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I need to. I'm now going to doom scroll across. Nah, come on.
See?
They can't take it. Nah, you know what? That is something I'm going to definitely look at. One's called Beyonce, by the way. That is very, very interesting.
So, yeah, so there you go.
All right, well, that is, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't need to go there, but watched it yesterday, thought.
Big up the admins.
Yeah, big up the admins.
Yeah, for social channels. Big up the admin for VR, are you serious?
Yeah, big up our admin.
Yeah, hold tight, you. So anyway, whole.
Hold were good. United are rubbish.
Come on, Kim.
Satisfying, though,
you
isn't
are a football
it?
Man. We can't. Yeah, it was okay. I thought you should say that is it. Move on.
No. It was satisfying, though, wasn't it, to watch?
Incredibly, I'll be honest. Yeah. As much as I kind of, I don't know. I'm just a person that I don't want good things. But when it's, I think even Man United at times, I don't really have. I know I should have a really big burden and hatred for Man United, but I've said this before. They've done a lot for me in my career coming up. I don't have the amount of hate that a lot of Arsenal fans or traditional Arsenal fans have.
Mm.
But seeing a newly promoted side win.
And they weren't even, it wasn't like smash and grab.
No.
They just beat them.
Yeah, standard.
Quite comfortably, yep. They just beat them. And they could have scored more.
And it's funny because I saw Rashford come on and I'm a big fan of Rashford. I thought, oh, here we go. Now things might.
Stood it out, I thought, 3-2.
They might turn on that. Not even a goal scored.
We said it last year. We said it last week. So when we were doing the predictions, I said Carrick gone by Christmas. It's so obvious.
Oh,
even if it's not by Christmas, by the end of the year, it'll be gone.
It's quite funny as well that obviously we shared a video at AOTV. You know, we have a Man United fan. You were being spicy. That
he was an idiot. He was an absolute moron.
No, it's not moron.
No, he was.
He's backing it. He believes his team.
He thinks United are going to win the league, Cecil.
And he actually believes it.
I can't communicate with that. I'm a real person. I can't talk to that. That's a cartoon character.
No, but Leicester, no. If a Leicester fan was in and said they were going to win the league in 2015, like, you'd be like, well, yeah, so like.
That's fair.
He is. Yeah, you just so you know, yeah, Kim was obviously he's a Man City fan, so I understand it, but the Man United fan was being very no, he believes all these things he says, but Kim was being spicy back. However,
he was a lovely guy, actually.
He is Marcel, big up Marcel, he's lovely. But also, it's quite funny now that they lost after, you know. To be fair, he predicted a draw, but he didn't predict a loss to Hull. But Hull, well done to them. Yeah, big up Tigers. Ipswich Town, Sunderland. I watched the highlights of this. I didn't actually watch this game. I put a big stake in Sunderland, though. Remember, I said
you said Europe.
Yeah, I said they win the Europa League.
Think they win the Europa League? I think they could.
I want to stand by that, by the way. But
I think their Premier League form will drop off because of that.
Yeah,
100%.
Well, yeah, I do. But I feel like they are a well balanced team. Even though Ipswich they looked really good as well. Ipswich.
It's hard, isn't it? Because we were like, oh yeah, the three promoted teams will go down, but they've actually all played
I think Coventry will stay up though. Out of all the three, I think they'll stay up. But this Ipswich has thrown me a little bit. Obviously,
yeah, I think Coventry will stay up, but I don't know why though.
I'm going with Lampard and the league and all that. I just think, I don't know. Yeah, I think he'll get a lot out of Coventry. But Ipswich Town, fair play to them. They won 2-1.
We'll go through all the scores at the end because we had our little predictor, didn't we?
Oh,
and we'll have to see who's got the most points.
You're so right.
But we'll do that at the end.
Have you got? And you got the screenshot? Yes,
I've got the screenshot. We've got the screenshot.
Okay.
Let's talk about City because it's the most important one.
You scraped by.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we scored in the 86th minute and then the 91st minute.
Yeah, honestly, I was fuming. I watched the first half because I was wedding in. That's not a word. But I was at weddings. When I say weddings, because it was over a couple of days this weekend.
Where was the wedding?
Oh, it was literally by my house. But then
whose was the wedding?
Okay, so it was for anyone that doesn't know, when you this is not mandatory. But when you have a baby, you have there's an NCT group, so it's like a baby learning.
Yeah.
So nice. As much I don't know people's thoughts on NCT. Some people say it's a waste of time. Anyway, we went to a group, and then it's beneficial because your partner gets loads of new friends that have babies the same age. So it was one of their weddings. One of the partners in the NCT group. Really nice. And then I went there, but we have a mutual friend. So Simon, big up Simon from Sidemen, Simon Minter, Mini Minter. His partner is Talia Ma, who's a friend of mine, but we grew up together. We used to do performing together. So she was there. And so was Simon. It was really nice, really nice, really nice little group. We had them. It was a really nice wedding. And did it near where I live. And then we had the next day, went to one of their family friends' garden parties to celebrate, but it was really good. So I missed a lot of football, but I watched first half, and it was 1-0 down, and I said, this is brilliant. I was like, I love Bournemouth, they've actually been amazing. I said, they ended your season and they're about to start it awfully, and then somehow you guys scored.
I felt like it was a bit inevitable that we were going to score, especially towards the last 20 minutes.
But
you didn't watch the game.
I know, but
you can't talk about a game that you didn't watch.
But it was inevitable.
Inevitable we were going to score in the second half. Once Cherky came on, I thought we were definitely going to score.
But was it inevitable that he was going to win the game, do you think?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't think we were that great. But as I said, that's the worst team we're going to have. We had 7 defenders on the pitch. And we had 3 attackers and one of them was Phil Foden, which basically means we had 2 attackers on the pitch. We had Semenyo and Haaland. Haaland was madly isolated. No one could get the ball to him. We had 6 defenders. Mark Gahey, Rico Lewis were in midfield. Like, it was obviously the worst 11 we will ever have this season. It was the worst 11 and we still won. And the goals were nice. I mean, the corner was a great corner from Cherky. Gahey was going to score. The second one was unbelievable feat from him and Guardiola scored. It was good. It was fine. I'm not that bothered. And even Maresca at the end of the game said this game wasn't really about style. This game was just about winning. Because we've got so many signings. We've lost all of our players and we haven't brought anyone in yet.
He's foreshadowing. There's concerns. But to be fair, he has mentioned there is concerns. It's going to take a bit of time for them to
But you're not even listening to me.
No, because I don't believe...
You're just forcing some weird little narrative that you've got.
But I know how
No one cares. Everyone knows Arsenal are going to win the league.
It's
going to be a boring, soulless season.
Be real.
Where Arsenal win the league with their fake fans. And
stop
everyone's
hating.
Everyone's going to chant, North London forever, even though we're from South London.
Listen to him.
And all these fans are going to turn up who weren't there 3 or 4 years ago.
We're a massive club. There's hate in there. You're not nowhere near our size.
You're a tiny club.
You're burning.
You're actually a tiny club. Mentality wise, you're a tiny club.
We're not.
You're a tiny club.
You know, we're about to go back to back. We're going to go back to back in the Premier League.
Explain these things for me.
Talk to me.
Explain these things for me.
Go.
So one of the biggest clubs in the world. Yeah, massive.
Massive.
So
globally,
2018, around December time, Man City go to the Emirates and we win 3-0. And your attendance is something like 32,000, so less than half of the stadium. We had about 5,000 of that in the Premier League because you were, at the point, fifth in the Premier League. Not 19th, not 20th. You're fifth in the Premier League.
Really
I'm talking. We haven't been relegated, but carry on.
Fifth
in the league.
Yes.
Fifth in the league. And your stadium was less than half full. How do you equate that, Cecil? How do you equate that with being a massive team? Because there was one point, right, in 1999, where Manchester City win League One, so not fifth, probably about 55th in the footballing pyramid, and we had 33,000. So we had more fans than you in League One than you did when you were fifth in the Premier League. So you explain to me how that equates to massive club. How can that happen?
So one isolated game,
How can that happen?
Because one isolated game, that might just be, there could have been, I can't remember the exact game, but that could be, there could be a protest for on that day, for all I know. For all I know, where fans are saying, we're not going to the game because of whether it's the owners, situations. That might be one isolated game. But then I could go to a million other games where we're playing you in finals recently, or we're playing at you at your ground, and we are filling out and taking your allocations. Like, constantly. You're taking one isolated game.
What do you mean, taking our allocations?
The last Community Shield game.
What did you say last week? I said it was busy, but we had more. It was about
65-45,
yeah.
Is that 60-40?
About 60-40, yeah.
But that's
of course, because you never get there.
No, stop.
Of course, because you never get there. That was our 20th fucking Community Shield.
But then if your club is so in League One when you're filling out stadiums, then why would it be any different when you're actually winning things? It doesn't...
Football's got too expensive.
There's
you can't be massive and have half your stadium when you're fighting for Champions League spots.
One game.
No, it was all of that
it
season.
It is one game.
It was all that season. There's
no
paddy.
Way.
Are you telling me? There's be honest with me. Last year when you won the league, be honest.
Go on.
On a number level, because I know it's more than 10 and it might be more than 1,000. When you won the league last year, how many fans came out as Arsenal fans that you'd never heard even use the word Arsenal before? No, I'm going to be honest. Because I was on my Instagram and there were people talking about Arsenal who I know for a fact have never been to a football game in their entire life. And they're like, we've done it.
But they can still be Arsenal fans, though. Come on.
No, you're not a fan.
Because then you're disregarding all the international fans around the world that can't even go to the Emirates.
I'm disregarding any single fan in England or Great Britain who's never been to the Emirates.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
It's ridiculous.
That is crazy.
Arsenal are a bigger football
club. Clip this. That is range betting to the world.
Arsenal are a bigger club than City. But to call yourself massive.
They're going to eat you alive in the comments.
Bro, you might be massive now because you've won the league for the first time in 30 years. You're not massive. Highbury was what, like 30-odd thousand?
I've travelled the world before we've won the league, and everywhere we go, the Arsenal contingency is huge. Everywhere.
I'm just trying to wind you up.
But it's crazy, you're saying this. I've seen this.
The cockiness is too much.
The parade, and suppose we won it then, was ridiculous. It's bigger than... Anyway, Liverpool... Oh, I'm not going to get into all of this. I think... Anyway, no.
No, go on.
No.
No, say it.
No.
No, I know what you want to say, so say it. Say it.
No, you're not going to get this clip. Because it's just not worth it.
No, just tell the truth.
You've got me to rattle. Cecil
thinks that Arsenal are a bigger club than Liverpool.
That's actually what he believes. You isolated
deny
one
it.
Game.
Deny it. In fact, we'll do honesty box earlier. Do you think Arsenal are a bigger club than Liverpool?
It's not what's in today. It's not in today, so we're going to skip past that. Right, what do we learn from the weekend? I mean, very simply, we're a massive club. Now, Arsenal are amazing, and will we run away with the league? I mean, we've done a lot of prediction shows, and I even said on here, actually, I think City will win the league. In the back, there is a voice in my... It's so loud in my cranium saying, Cecil, you are going to walk it. You're going to walk the league. I had a message, I had a voice note from my friend today. He's like, we're going to go 15 points. We're going to win it with 15 points to go. We're going to go invincible. I said, well, slow down. But in the back of my mind, the way we started, and it's not about the start, and Man City fans like to remind you, what is it? Dancing in whatever it is, September or August, whatever, crying in May or whatever. So I am aware that it's a long season. But the way it's been set up so far, pre-season, the way we started the season, it's only been one game. So I don't want to get too ahead of myself.
It won't be us.
Yeah, that's annoyed me. You got in my head before. No, you didn't get in my head before. You got. I said City, and then the past couple of weeks, watching the Pep Guardiola documentary and all that as well, I was just like, yeah, City aren't going to, there's no way they're going to be what they are.
No, we can't. Even yesterday, I did some work for Live Score. I was interviewing fans outside the gate.
You do a lot of interviewing. I thought, bloody hell.
Yeah. Do you like Vox popping? Anyway, we'll talk about that one off air.
Not yet. That's
City.
My main money.
Yeah, me too. Doing City Vox pops, I really do enjoy. But anyway, yeah, but good. Sometimes it's a bit dead, isn't it?
Let's move on.
I spoke to about 9-10 City fans yesterday. Mm. Only one of them said that we've got any chance of winning the league. Everyone else, the expectation is Champions League.
That's quite realistic of them.
And only one of them said that Maresca was the right man for the job. So there's not that much expectation going into the season.
After your win?
This was before the win.
Yeah, well then...
But I also think, honestly, like we weren't very good yesterday, but we were. And that's all that matters. And we won't be that bad again. Because we're not going to start a game with seven defenders.
You're going to lose a game. And we're going to come back here. And I want to say you're worse than you were against Bournemouth. Watch. Remember I said that. Keep that one in your mind. Right. Let's come back after this. I need a rest. I need a break.
VA, are you serious? On FUBAR Radio.
Right. We're back. Had a nice little call off.
Can I just say sorry for that first 20 minutes?
Yeah, I was going to say, you
I'm trying to wake myself up.
I can't lie.
It's too early. So I'm trying to wake myself up.
I haven't seen that Kim ever. Because we're very good. He's being really, he's spiking me bad. You saw it against Marcel last week. It's a Man United fan, so I understood it. But that.
No, I was nice to him. I was nice to
you
him.
You were not.
I wasn't horrible to him.
That's the first time you've met him and you were just saying you were just going.
Yeah, he was deluded though, Cecil. So I wasn't having to go at him.
Your first time, you meet. Well, I mean, you can. It makes sense.
Got to make content.
I hear it.
You've got to make content.
Gary Neville has said that United's defence is not good enough. Do they need more players? That is a very, very big question. Gary Neville's a man that speaks a lot around his club. I don't know if their players like. From what I know, a lot of the Man United current players don't like their legends because of the way they speak. And they are, to be fair, Man United, I think legends are very, Arsenal have it as well, where they sometimes, they don't talk out of turn, they just say their opinion, they're quite loud. Yeah. But I think Man United have all the ex-legends, I think they are the loudest.
Like
Wayne Rooney's with Mark Goldbridge now, here's the only show over there, where they can literally speak freely and say, well, I think Rooney holds back a little bit, but Mark Goldbridge is being a fan. So there's going to be a lot of things said, I think, this season that's going to be very controversial. Rio Ferdinand says, Rashford at times had a problem with Rio Ferdinand, the way he speaks. Gary
but it
Neville.
Must, it must be frustrating for them, like, looking at this now, because they were so good.
Yeah, exactly.
And they won so much, exactly. And now they're watching this. Like, I think Neville's right to say that. I think in big 2026, starting with Luke Shaw and Harry Maguire in your defence, it's not.
It's the same back line as.
It's like 2020. Like,
yeah.
It's like you've got to evolve and you've got to move with the times. And I'm surprised they're still going in like that. I thought they were really poor yesterday. I think the two signings of Tielemans and Santos, I think they'll both work out in the end. But are they real, like, massive game changers?
Yeah, didn't they start with. They started with Heaven. I'm sure. Am I going crazy? Yeah, they started with Avon Heaven as well against Hull, which. I spoke about this before. I know Luke Shaw and Harry Maguire are kind of the mainstays of like you said, like for the 2020 or 2021.
Because Maguire was starting.
Yeah, he started.
It?
Maguire started and Luke Shaw, but Aidan Heaven was alongside him. And I just thought, and I remember, I don't know if I said this on here or somewhere else, I said, like, that was our young prospect, our young talent. You took him from us, and now you're relying on him to start the Premier League. And I don't want to talk bad on youngster, but I saw some of the United fans just hammering him. Obviously, he made a mistake, but like, I was just like, he's a young player, but you're right. I think it kind of all comes to a whole thing of like how you start in your 2026 season with a back line that inexperienced. And I don't know. I also think people are overlooking, right, goalkeepers. I've been very lucky. Donnarumma's been a bit iffy actually of late. But
wrong game.
Yeah. But, well, yeah, and the Community Shield as well.
No, that was the game.
Oh. Was he at fault for the first goal against Bournemouth or not?
Like I'm trying to think.
Oh, yeah, I'm going mad.
A couple of good saves, though.
So, but I was just going to say, I just think people overestimate how important a goalkeeper is because I watched Tottenham, I watched Kingsley, I was just thinking, like, they spent all this money, Tottenham. But I'm like, if your keeper, and I've only, because like I said, it's the luxury of having Raya, is so important to your whole, to everything your back. The confidence in your back, your two defenders, comes from your goalkeeper. The distribution and getting your team out, shot stopping, I just think it's very, very important. And Lemons wasn't great as well. So I'm just like, the back line, and I'm going to include the goalkeeper with
that.
We
didn't even speak about Spurs getting bodied by Brentford.
I was going to half do that, I don't know when. Maybe in the predictions. We have to talk about that. We have to. Because F Spurs. but yeah, Gary Neville's point on the defenders, and I'm gonna throw in the goalkeeper there as well. Fabinho set to join Salah in Turkey. This is something that, thank you very much.
From Saudi.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I'm going to throw in Gabriel Martinelli there as well this morning. Where's he
supposed to be going?
Al Hilal. And the club are treating him awfully. And another, you know, from what we learned on the weekend, Ian Wright came out, which a lot of people... I think people, they're split down the middle. Ian Wright came out and said, I think the way the club are treating Martinelli for the years he's been here and what he's done for the club, even though some would say, no, he has done a lot, actually. He's been there for very, very long. He's contributed to a lot. Ian Wright was saying it's awful, the way they're just bombing him off. But it's a very mixed...
And also, like, you watch that City documentary, the Pep documentary, you realise it's like, what we see as fans is like 0.0001% of what goes on inside a football club.
That's true.
Like, you actually just don't see anything. Like, in the documentaries, you actually realise like what is actually going on.
Yeah, but Pep is a very much, I love you, hug. Like, to be fair, Mikel must be like that, but did he treat Kyle Walker like,
Walker is an absolute disgrace.
Because I was going to say...
You're the captain of the football club and you're throwing a hissy fit because Guardiola's having a go at you.
Yeah, he went back, and I reckon that happened more than once.
Yeah, of course it did. And also, Kyle Walker in that season was absolutely pathetic. Like, he gave away the vast majority of our goals. He was absolutely shocking. And to leave as the captain halfway through the season...
I didn't even remember that until I watched it. I said,
he's a disgrace. The worst captain we've ever had, an absolute disgrace.
That's a big call.
He shouldn't be welcome back.
He's one of the Premier League's best.
He shouldn't be welcome back at the club. I don't know. I don't think fans want to see him back. You can't leave, for a worst season in over a decade, and you leave halfway through.
Because you
can't accept a little bit of criticism from the greatest manager of all time. That's pathetic. After we stuck by you, after you got your knob out in a club, and had all of this, and you were cheating on your partner, and all of this nonsense. And we stuck by you, still made you captain, even though off the field you were doing all these antics. And then you leave halfway through the season. Come on.
He was actually at an event I was performing at, and got on stage, and he was off his face in Manchester. I know about Kyle Walker a lot, but I wish I was doing the clips for this show, because that would be the generational clip, but it's not going to make it.
maybe it will make.
It was a good one, because I'm intrigued to know if Man City fans feel the same. Listen, Anyway, I'm looking from the outside in. I don't think he was that bad, but that leaving as the captain, that documentary, and the way he...
It's not acceptable.
But I reckon... I think you're allowed to argue back with your manager, but I think he probably done that way more than
we think. Yeah, 100%.
He has a bit of a spicy character. Anyway, character like that. Anyway, so yes, Martinelli potentially off the way to Al Hilal. I was speaking to people that are very close to him, very, very close to him today. Actually, funny enough, coming into the studio today, it was actually really sad. And they were just like... They were obviously defending their family members. So
let's talk about Saudi. Would you go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awful for me, but like.
Yeah, me too.
It's obviously money versus ambition, but I'm sorry. The amount of like, I saw Crescencio Somerville on a private jet that was bigger than my freaking living room, having his hair cut by HD Cuts.
I saw that.
And I was like, brother, you played for like. What?
That's my dream, is to get a haircut on a private jet.
Like, what? Like, all his mates are in this living room style. I'm like, because of the money you're getting now, yeah. Why? Like, you earn that generation. Listen, earn the money. Go earn a generational amount of money, that wealth. And then if you're young enough still, make your way back into the big leagues. I saw Hendo do it and all that.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, I know. No. Do you know what?
Imagine if... Like Al Fubar Radio came to us and they were like, we'll pay you Saudi wages.
I'm off ski.
Yeah, we'd be gone, wouldn't we?
Oh, I'm sorry, Fubar, England Fubar. I'll be off.
Yeah.
And do you know what it is? And people might be scuffing their nose at this, but do you know what it is? I also know the dark truth behind football. I know what it really takes, one, to have a good career, long career, the mental fortitude you need, the actual backstabbing you get from clubs, managers, owners, the way you're treated. I honestly, you have to think about yourself. And players don't do it enough. They really don't.
I also think as fans, like, we expect them to care a lot more about the passion of our clubs than they probably do.
Yeah.
Like, you're basically being offered to work less hard in an easier league, probably score more goals and get paid five times as much.
And live a lovely, lovely...
Who would not want to work less and get paid more?
Yeah, live a lovely, comfortable life. Of course, you might have to not live in the town that the club is, because I think a lot of people move to...
That's a bit daft.
Yeah. You can't live in this because it's quite, you know, there's some laws and states and that. But there is some of those places now with a lot of wealthy footballers and that, and there's good education, there's good schools and that, because I speak to a player that's gone over there. So yeah, but... Yes, I would. That's probably the easiest question I could have answered. Palace iron up £50 million for Bowen move.
Not going to happen, is it?
Nah.
I can't see him leaving.
Nah.
I can't believe he's married to Danny Dyer's daughter. Danny Dyer must be the most buzzing man in the world.
Yeah.
His daughter's married the West Ham captain. That's about as good as it gets for him.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, that is like my daughter going out with Arsenal's cat.
With going out of Erdogan.
Or Saka. Yeah.
Oh my God, imagine if you're... I mean, not at this age.
Yeah, but...
That would be a big problem. That would be a big problem. But of age, going out with Bukayo Saka, you'd be so happy.
I'd be gassed.
You'd be so happy.
You would never... But I wouldn't be singing... He's shagging my... Like, I wouldn't be...
That's too far.
I'll be honest. As much as they find that banner, that's not banner. I would not be in the crowd singing that with the fans. Anyway, but Maresca on Grealish. Future, we'll see what happens. Oh!
That was nice to see him back yesterday. He got a nice standing
really
ovation.
You're really a big fan of Jack, aren't
you? Yeah, I really like him. It was the happiest I was all game until obviously we scored. It was lovely.
It's mad. He obviously came on against us at Community Shield. I didn't know people had such a big...
City fans absolutely adore Jack.
Really?
Well, he's lovable, isn't he?
He is. He's lovable.
He really cares about the club. He's always saying good things about us. He's got a real good connection with the fans.
The media love him.
He obviously also won the treble with us and was one of our most important players in that season. So whatever anyone else wants to say about him, rival fans, we'll love him.
Yeah, I really...
I'd love him to stay. Although he did look really slow when he came on.
Yeah, he's...
He's only just come back from injury, though, to be fair. But he looks slow.
Yeah, I just think, I don't know. I used to love Jack and think he was an incredible player. And I just think slowly but surely, I don't know, he's nowhere near as good as what he was. I mean, at Everton, he started
well. He's
30
now though as well. He's older.
Yeah, fair. And a lot of things you need to rely on are when you're younger, the speed and that.
The speed off the mark,
I know. But he's technically a gifted player. I don't know, I just feel like he's... Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what Maresca does with him. I think he might need to move, you know. I really do. I really think he needs to move on. Do you not think he needs to move on? Surely he doesn't add...
He's probably not going to start, is he?
Does he add to the club behind the scenes? I don't know. Is he one of those players that you think...
I think he's probably a bit of a leader. I think people like him in a different kind of way than what you would think
usual
leadership.
Yeah, just in the change room, a good guy.
And he's probably good friends with them all, which obviously helps morale.
Yeah, because Haaland rang him, to be fair.
Haaland loves him. Yeah. I think a lot of the players love him.
Fair. Okay, maybe the morale. Maybe leadership's a bit interesting, but definitely the morale side. All right, quickly. Rant of the week. I already half know yours. So let's go into what you... I mean, I don't know how it's your rant because you now have similar trims. I think you should feel honoured to look like him.
Well, I'm not even going to rant about Haaland's haircut because I'm actually sad about it. I'm sad that he's lost that trim.
That is.
It was so iconic.
That is so... The game is gone. Man, I'm sad about a man.
Yeah, I'm sad. It looks bad. let's speak honestly. It looks bad. He's not the kind of guy who should have short hair. His hair looks sick. Do you remember when we beat you 4-1 and he took it all down?
That's why I'm glad it's gone.
That was so iconic.
That rattled me to another level. Yeah, of course. I hated that game. I was there.
You were our little brother for so many years.
Shut up.
It was embarrassing. No, it was actually embarrassing. You've
been
desperate to be a
little brother. Look where you've been. You've been in fucking main row back in the day. Anyway.
But I'll tell you my main rant of the week. You're going to try and like do your little nonsense, right?
Yeah, before you do it, I'm seeing Haaland tomorrow.
Oh, you?
At the PFA.
Oh, yeah, tell him I say hello.
And I really want to just rub his head, but I don't know if I'll probably get
Tell him
arrested.
I say hello.
Tell him you say hello?
Yeah. Why not?
Does he know you?
No, I don't care if he knows me. Bro, all you have to do is go, oh, my mate Kim says hello.
I can do that.
No, do that. I'll be watching the whole live stream.
I'll do it if you actually. Do you actually want
me to
do
it? Yeah, I want you to do it. I actually want you to do it.
I'll do it.
So my mate comes a big City fan. And he says hello.
Yeah,
I will. Can you give him a thumbs up?
No, I can't. I actually, yeah, I'm on TikTok live. Why not? Yeah.
If you do that, I will. Whatever you want from me. What do you want from me?
I don't need anything from
you. You don't need anything from me.
I want your flat, actually. I like that.
You can stay in the flat. No, here's my rant. This is actually my rant, and it is actually kind of pertinent to what we were saying before.
Go on.
But I don't want to disrespect Bournemouth, right? They're punching well above their weight, and they're doing really, really well to be in the... Are you going to let me finish?
I just hate that. How are you going to Bournemouth?
They're doing really well in the Premier League. I like them.
The league,
I like going there. I like it. It's a good atmosphere, whatever. I like the stadium, whatever. Yesterday, City had the biggest attendance we've ever had because obviously we've extended the new Pep Guardiola stand. So we had like 61,000.
Oh.
The game wasn't that great, but we were still chanting throughout. Respectfully to Bournemouth fans, they couldn't sell their allocation, which is fine. They're a small club and it's a long way to travel. They weren't chanting. Even when they went 1-0 up, you couldn't hear them at all. And then afterwards on social media, you've got Bournemouth fans. And it's not even just about Bournemouth, this rant. It's just about the lack of authenticity that social media has created, that no one speaks about anything anymore. There were Bournemouth fans, and I saw it on my For You page on Instagram today, who were going like, City fans didn't chant all game, the worst atmosphere I've ever heard in my life. Just because they want clicks, right? But if you watch Match of the Day, any of the clips, you can hear City fans chanting, so you know it's not true. Anyone who's at the game knows that we were chanting all game. Anyone who's at the game knows that we couldn't hear people out of Bournemouth. Anyone who was at the game knows that we couldn't hear people out of Bournemouth. So it's like, what is the point in doing this? Like, it's in Big 2026. You're not a child anymore. He was a fully grown adult man who was doing this. And it's like, you're lying for clicks. And this isn't even just about this. It isn't even just about football. But we've become so inauthentic that now we just lie for clicks. And it's like, what is the point? Like, we're adults. Can we not just have like a normal conversation?
I've been to Etihad a few times. It can get loud.
It's way better than people pretend.
Against Arsenal, I just know because it's a big game. I just don't know if it is extra loud. Obviously, there is speakers, but a lot of clubs have speakers as well.
Arsenal have speakers. They play North London forever before the game, even though not from North London.
Doesn't make any sense. Bournemouth, I will say, Bournemouth are always, they are, well, even at their home ground, they're always quiet. So I don't know how they're saying.
But do you know what I mean? Like, fair enough. Like, if the atmosphere is absolutely dead, fine, you can go, oh, do you know what? It was a bit quiet today. But because you know that there's a narrative about City fans, you're going to make a video in the stadium, probably at the only moment where there isn't, after you've just scored.
Oh, so there's a video as well.
And go, oh, look, we're chanting and City fans aren't, ha-ha. Well, obviously, you're in the Bournemouth section. It's going to sound louder to you than anywhere else. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
The Community Shield, I thought City were very quiet. I couldn't hear them, but they might have not been.
You're just doing it for clicks. And you didn't think that either, because I could hear them on TV. So it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, interesting.
It's lying to lie, and I'm bored of people lying to lie. Just tell the truth.
But that is the content world we live in.
Oh, but it's just shit though, isn't it?
That is just the
It's fine. It's fine to exaggerate, but
yeah, everyone embellishes stories.
But embellishing is fine, but just blatantly lying to try and fulfill a narrative.
Yeah.
What's the point? It's like when we got told that if we were going to leave the EU, we'd get £350 million to the NHS. Just a lie, isn't it? And we all knew it was a lie, but we were too stupid.
No, people on Instagram now, believe it was a lie.
Idiots on Instagram now going, oh yeah, City fans are rubbish. Yeah, where? Wherever you've been. Oh, right, you're from Nigeria. You've never been to England. You've never been to a game. But you somehow know what the atmosphere is like at every single Premier League ground. Jim, that you've deduced that City is the worst.
You can't dismiss the international fans.
I can. Okay, I don't dismiss them as fans, but I can dismiss them as if you're going to talk about going to a game.
The
best atmosphere in the whole of the Premier League is Everton's ground from Bangladesh. What are you talking about? You've never been.
Right.
Sorry.
He's hot today. You can see he's spicy.
I'm cross. I'm getting it all out now before I go and do some actual tactical analysis.
Yeah.
But no one wants to hear that on this show.
My rant, I mean, social media is an interesting place. I saw a video this morning, Ollie Watkins and the Villa fans just putting up his like, oh, this legend will be missed, and putting up all his misses. And the comments were just going in on Ollie Watkins. And I just think, I don't know. Obviously, I've worked with him, so I think he's a really nice guy. So I have a bit of affiliation to him. But like, they were just caning him, absolutely caning him. Obviously, Emery had that meme or viral clip of him saying Ollie Watkins is at the last of him, and he just said silence.
Yeah.
Which was an interesting response, actually. Didn't need to respond like that, but
football fans are fickle, though, aren't they?
I just think, yeah, but bro, they did a whole montage. I think it's like 10 minutes, it was long, of him, all his misses. And they're just caning him. Which is, I'm going to that I just think, yeah, like football fans at times can just be really silly. And then also the whole Alvarez thing. So I watched a video this morning about that. Obviously, Atletico Madrid, that the fans were just peltering him, which, I don't know, maybe you can understand. You can understand in a sense. There's two sides to it. So instead of him going over to clap the fans after the game, I didn't know this, but I've just watched a clip saying that someone went on the pitch and advised him to leave the stadium and let the players go and clap to the fans and him go down the tunnel, which, but if you didn't know that someone came and told him that, it looks awful. It looks like he's just walked off to go down the tunnel and they are throwing stuff. They're going mad at him. They're booing him when he come on the pitch. They're obviously trying to make it uncomfortable so he leaves, but it's obviously not to Barcelona. They want him to go to Arsenal, but Arsenal haven't put in an official bid of 100. No. We're not going to, by the way.
And he's not made for the Premier League.
Yeah, and we're not going to give him...
And let's be honest, Barcelona or Arsenal? Where are you going to go? Do you know what I mean?
Where are
you going to go? I'll go to Girona instead of Arsenal.
Oh, shut up. You'd go to the Premier League champions.
I'll go to Real Zaragoza instead of Arsenal.
And you'd fulfil your destiny by going to Arsenal and to the champions.
I'll go to Luton Town instead of Arsenal.
No, you bloody wouldn't. You just said you'd go to Al Ahly for the money. Kim's on a wind-up this morning. I just want clubs. You talk about fans being truthful. I want clubs to just be honest about situations because no one's going to know that he was advised to leave the pitch. Because it looks now there's a media narrative that is awful and it's just tarnishing him. But the club are never going to come out and defend him because they want him to feel uncomfortable and want him to leave. I just want clubs and fans to be honest. You want fans, sorry. I want clubs to be honest. And I've always wanted that my whole life. That's why I hated football at stage. Anyway, when we come back, we'll be looking at the predictions, which... Oh, I just hope I won this after this.
VAR, are you serious on FUBAR Radio?
Right, do it. You tell...
You go through the games.
In
order.
Yep.
So we're starting with Arsenal.
And I said, we win.
I'll tell you what. I've got the scores. You tell me what the score was. 3-0.
Yeah, 3-0.
You said 2-0.
Yeah.
And I said 3-1. So that's 1 point for us each.
But we didn't concede, so maybe what? No, you can give me an extra point? Half a point?
No, that's not how this works. The rules are very, very simple.
You're such a grumpy old man. All right. Hull. United. Did I predict?
You said 1-1.
Ah!
And I said 2-1 to United, so there's no points for that.
Oh, Cecil, man. I could have got that one. No. I predicted a draw. I'm good, maybe.
You got it wrong.
I know, but I was closer.
Right, whatever.
Ipswich Town. So, I went Sunderland. I love Sunderland.
No. Oh, no, you're not doing this in order.
Okay, so what's games next? What do you want me to do next? Give me a name.
Do you see what I've done here? This is bad production. What I've done is I've written the scores down.
Yeah.
Anticipating that you would read it out in the same order.
Yeah, how much was...
Because I haven't actually written down...
In the actual order.
But it would be in the order. It would be in the order that it's written on live score.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the actual official timings.
No,
and,
I don't want the official
timings. And on Google.
We don't do official timings around here.
All right, so give
just
me
hold
the...
Hold your horses. Right, the next one's at Everton Crystal Palace.
Right.
There we go. Correct result was 2-0.
2-0, correct.
You said 3-2.
To who?
To Everton.
Yes.
And I said 3-0. So we both get a point for that.
For goodness sake. Well, okay. I want
to
win this.
Ipswich Sunderland.
Yes.
You said Sunderland. 1-1, and I said 1-1 as well.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
So no points either. We're drawing, we're doing all right, okay.
I got Forest Leeds next, but...
Forest Leeds, yeah.
Did I say Leeds?
No, you said 2-1 to Forest.
No! I wanted to go Leeds.
You said 2-1 to Forest.
I said
2-0.
Yeah,
so 0 points for that as well. Next game.
Brentford Spurs. All right, okay. What did I say? No way I said Spurs win.
You said Brentford will win. So you get 1 point. I said Spurs will win 2-1. They got absolutely humiliated and embarrassed. They are rubbish, that
By
team.
The way, quickly, I know we haven't really got time, but Mikey Moore, why is he starting? Why is the captain as well? Who's the youngster again? The player's in my head. The captain of that game for Tottenham was I think Gray.
Yeah.
What the hell was that about? And it was a big talking point. Really young. How have you got a senior player? You got no leaders basically because you're giving it to Gray. But on top of that, Mikey Moore is he's the youngster. Why is he starting the game? Like, anyway, Richarlison, awful.
City, Bournemouth. You said 2-1.
City, Bournemouth.
You said 2-1 to City, which means you get 3 points.
I'm so good at this.
I said 2-2, so I get 0 points.
I backed your team and you didn't.
Brighton Villa. Stink. You said 2-2.
Correct.
I said 2-1 to Villa. Wow, I don't know anything about football.
Stick 4-0, but no one's guessing 4-0.
Newcastle, Liverpool.
Draw.
You said 3-0 to Liverpool.
I did.
That was rubbish. You said 1-0 to Newcastle, but I was wrong as well. Still got one game. We still got Chelsea, Fulham.
What's the predictions for that?
I said Fulham. You said 2-1 to Fulham. I said 2-1 to Chelsea.
Yes.
You are currently on 6 points. I'm currently on 2. That is absolutely honking. But very, 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 very quickly, we're going to have to do them for next week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You read out the games.
Okay.
I'll do the scores.
Palace, Man City. Make sure you do it in this order.
Right.
Palace, Man City.
Why are you not doing it? Oh, yeah, that is the order. Palace, Man City. I think Palace, Man City will be 2-1 to City.
You're going
to
lose.
What do you think?
You're going to lose.
What do you think?
You're going to lose.
Quickly.
1-0.
1-0?
Yeah.
To Palace?
Yes.
Okay, next one.
Liverpool, Nottingham Forest. That's a draw.
2-0 to Liverpool.
2-2.
2-2.
Same as, yeah.
Next.
Coventry Hull.
Oh, God. The battle of the...
Jesus. The scenes. Oh, Jesus.
2-0 to Coventry, I think.
Oh, I don't know. 2-1 Coventry.
See how I'm getting you to do them as quick as possible so you make mistakes. Come on, quick.
Yeah.
Next one.
You do Bournemouth Everton.
Bournemouth.
That's a great
Everton
game.
Is a good
at
game.
Bournemouth, that is a
that's,
great
that's
game.
That's 2-1 to Bournemouth. What do you think?
Oh, that's so tough. Everton.
But we're not here for analysis, mate. We need numbers. Come
I
on.
Need a draw. 3-3. It's not going to be that.
3-3?
Yeah, it's not going to be that.
Next one.
Spurs Newcastle.
Oh, that's another good game.
At Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
1-0 to Spurs.
You are smoking crack. You're actually smoking crack. Kim's, listen, it's going to be Newcastle win, and they're going to win. They're going to win 2-1.
I'm going 3-1 to Spurs.
Yeah,
I'm going 3-1 to Spurs. I'm laying it all on
people,
Spurs.
People rely on this knowledge, by the way. Jeez, Chelsea Brighton at Chelsea.
No, what are you doing? 2-2, 2-2.
Kim is on.
2-0
Brighton.
Desmond
2-2. 2-0
Brighton. 2-0 to Brighton. Is that at Brighton? No, is that Chelsea?
No, it's at Chelsea. That's not going to happen.
Okay, but you've said it.
No, actually.
You said it. No. Next one.
Leeds Brentford.
Oh, that's another great game. God, the Premier League's so back.
It's so back. At Elland Road.
1-1.
Nah. Did Leeds just lose or win?
They just won in the last minute against Nottingham Forest.
Oh, no, that's a good game, you know. 3-1 Leeds. It's not going to be that. I'm all over. You're throwing me off.
Next one.
Sunderland, Fulham. I don't know how Fulham are going to play. Sunderland win 2-0.
I think Sunderland win 4-0.
Okay, 2-0 Sunderland.
Next one.
Man United, Ipswich Town at Old Trafford. This is a big game.
I'm going to go 7-0 to Ipswich.
Fuck off.
No, I'm going 7-0. What's yours?
You actually got
Yeah, I've gone 7-0 to Ipswich. What do you think?
If Ipswich win, it's Carrick's in big trouble.
Yeah, already.
I would love to see that. So let's go 3. No, it can't be, Cecil. Man United win.
Yeah,
1-0.
1-0?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will actually change it. Okay. I'll say they win 3-0. is that the last one?
Aston Villa away to Arsenal is the last one on Monday night.
3-0 to Arsenal.
No way, it's not going to be 3-0.
They're rubbish. They just lost 4-0 to
Yeah, it's not going to be 3-0. Brighton. That's why it's going to be a close game. It'll be 2-1 Arsenal.
2-1 to Arsenal. Right, there we go. I can't win this week. You have won the week because it's 6-2 and I can't actually possibly win. However, we're just going to keep it rolling until I win and then we'll stop and we'll start a new one.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of VAR. Are you serious? That is the end of VAR. Are you serious? On FUBAR Radio. Brought to you by Cecil G and Kim Kotari. I am the winner, as he just mentioned. I'd love to hear that. Arsenal are a massive club. Kim stinks. And it's a childish insult, but I don't care.
Nah.
Bye, everyone. We'll be back again next week. Take care. Peace. VAR, are you serious on FUBAR Radio?